Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hear it as we are live here. I see my man over here. I ain't seen you outside of Scrubs, baby. There you go. He got his gear on, baby. I see you. I got you now. Got his boy with him. Come on out here as we are live here in Sugar Land. And we are enjoying ourselves, guys, as we always do on this Football Friday. Come hang out with us. We just hooked up our latest winner with a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Coming up the rest of the way, we've got a couple of more gift cards. We've got a free oil change from Tom Ball Ford. We've got also in the 5 o'clock hour, the big one, a pair of tickets to see the Texans at a future game. All you got to do is put your ticket in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win in the 5 o'clock hour. Those tickets are courtesy of our great friends with Houston Ford Motors. What am I saying?
Houston Ford Dealers. Houston area Ford Dealers,
did
baby.
Did I say Motors?
You said Houston. Motors.
Houston Ford. Right.
They all got motors. They all got motors. I hope. Hell.
Houston Ford Dealers. I don't know where I got chopped up right there. But please come on out. And also, while you're here, as we have our raffle box, you can try that QR code right there for our Ultimate Tailgate. All right? We do this each and every year. Ultimate Tailgate. You got a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Also have a chance to go to the game January 4th and be in the suite at NRG, the Texan suite in NRG. And listen, this is a hell of a thing. You'll see myself and Clint up there as they play the Colts, and this hopefully will be a big game for the Texans against the Colts, who are leading the division. But you got a chance to win a pair of tickets in the suite and $1,000 a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, our Ultimate Tailgate. All you got to do is use the QR code and go ahead and enter to win that grand prize. So a lot going on out here today. All right, fellas, it is obviously a Football Friday, and that includes Saturdays. And Tyler, you know what I'm looking for. Oh, man, where is Vern Lundquist at when you need him? I mean, I love you, Brad Nessler, but where's Vern Lundquist? I know I did not know you, but I always remember Craig Bowlerjack giving me touchdown Arkansas. That used to be and always be in the preview. Shout out to Craig Bowlerjack. He used to love to say touchdown Arkansas.
I didn't have Craig Bowlerjack. You could have gave me 10 guesses. I didn't have it.
Yeah, he used to. I don't know if you would watch the intro to that to this where they would play this, and that part would always come through where they'd do different stuff, and then we'd touchdown Arkansas. It was old Craig Bowlerjack. Shout out to Craig Bowlerjack, still calling games for the Utah Jazz. I don't know why I know that, but we'll keep going. Our Saturday slate is we pick a game of the week, and Clint, this is an interesting weekend. You talked about Vandy and Bama. That's a big game. As I cannot believe I'm saying this, Alabama is motivated to avenge a loss they had last year to Vandy that you could say cost them to go to the college football playoff. Texas, Florida, a big one here in Houston. Texas Tech, the 11th ranked team in the country, they traveled to Houston in a big game for the Cougs, and Willie Fritz got them 4-0 as well. So a lot of big games. And then Bill Belichick and Dabo Sweeney, they battle. So a lot of interesting games this weekend. You can text in your game of the weekend, 713-572-4. 610. And also you on the text line. You can text in your college football game of the week. Clint, what is your game of the week?
Boy, there's a bunch of them, man. You rattled off some good ones. And I got it narrowed down to two. Miami at FSU and Texas at Florida. Look, I think.
Really?
I've got to go with a Texas school. But Miami at Florida. Florida State has pushed all their chips to the middle of the table. Man, they spent a boatload of money. And if they can't beat Miami – it's going to be a tough road to hoe for them.
Were you surprised their game last week against Florida State?
Against
Virginia.
Virginia. Anytime you get into a shootout like that, man, they've clearly got a great game plan. They've got you figured out. It's hard to stop the bleeding, and they're going back and forth, bang, bang, bang. That's one of those losses that I think you can survive. But if you start stacking losses, if you're Florida State, I think you're in serious trouble. But I can't go with that game, Ron. I got to go with Texas at Florida. I think this is a chance, that we're going to see Texas. If Texas struggles here, and if Arch Manning more specifically struggles here at Florida with a Florida team that's put their coach once again on a hot seat, I think we got real problems brewing in Austin, man. I mean, this is a get-right game. The Longhorns, Steve Sarkisian, Arch Manning, they've got to go to Florida and get right. You got to prove that you can go in and execute cleanly the way that we've seen Texas execute the previous 2 years at a championship caliber level. This is a game where you should be able to go in and do it. Now, I played in Gainesville. It's an absolute bear if you let it be. I've never played for a national championship team the way that Texas believes they are this year. And so they've got to be able to go in there and they got to be able to overcome all of this and prove that they belong. Or, once again, I think you got another team, a lot like Florida State, that, you put yourself behind the eight ball in a major, major way in the SEC with two losses already this early in the season. And not only two losses, but two losses where, I mean, it's real suspect how you're playing.
Yeah.
My point is I got to go Texas at Florida for this week's game.
Yeah. You think Florida's got a shot in this?
Yeah, I think Florida's got a shot. Yeah. I mean, look, it's kind of like anybody versus the Texans. Anybody's got a shot versus the Texans, their offense stinks, right? I mean, when you look at it, there's a great defense in Texas. At least we think they're great. We hadn't seen them challenged a whole hell of a lot.
Game they were challenged was Ohio State, and they were able to hold them to 14 points.
Both of those defenses in that game did a great job versus quarterbacks that had never played. So, yes, that was a good defensive game. And I think they're good, but we don't know. I think this is going to be a challenge this week, and – if the defense can keep them in the game and the offense can make enough plays to win, that'll suffice. That'll be good enough. But really, let's be honest, what Texas needs to stay in the top 10, what Texas needs to keep these championship aspirations real is a convincing win at Florida.
Yeah. I was going to go with Clemson and North Carolina because that game is just so interesting to me with those two coaches and where Dabo is, and if Dabo Swinney loses to that North Carolina team, I've watched TCU just wax them. There are other teams have just waxed them. Like that's not a good football team. This was a preseason top five team in the country with a quarterback that many people thought would be a first round pick in Klubnik and K Cup. God, when I say it
Klubnik.
Together, it's hard. Cade
Klubnik.
Klubnik. When I say it together, it's hard. But they have been awful.
Kind of like Freak Nick, but Club Nick.
Yeah, I got Freak Nick. Yeah. But, okay, always replace, was my dream to replace, be able to go to that.
Replace Freak with Club.
No, it's Club Nick is easier. It is hard when I have to say Cade and Club Nick together.
Yeah.
When I try to run them together. But
you throw a Freak in the middle and you just boom.
Yeah,
right
yeah. You know, Club Nick, the low, and I got to just choose to say one of them by themselves. That's going to be hard for Roger. But I want to go with the other one, Miami at Florida State. Mm. I think Florida State was a bit of a surprise how good they are to start things. I think a lot of people were surprised what they did to Alabama. And, Clint, I think that win is going to do nothing but get better and better potentially for Florida State. But the secret is Miami has looked good, and they have technically played and beaten two ranked teams in Notre Dame and then South Florida when they beat them. And then they also beat this Florida team too. So they haven't just played a bunch of cupcakes, but their quarterback's not playing as well as maybe. He looks like he's kind of turning back to the Georgia version of himself than maybe he was at first against Notre Dame. And that's one to watch, right? I think they need Beck to be really, really good, and he's not really played. They've been winning in spite of him, to be honest. And he should have the quarterback advantage, but I don't think he does in this game with Tommy. I think Tommy is something special. We saw it even in the loss last week. It wasn't him that was struggling. So this is a big one to me because Miami should be the better team, but. But I think Florida State is going to win this game, and I think a lot different talk is going to be around Carson Beck.
Yeah, I like Florida State to win this game too. Now I will admit I'm a little biased. Gus Malzahn's a friend of mine. I'm a fan. I know him personally. He's the OC at Florida State right now. I know Mike Norvell personally. I wouldn't say I'm friendly with him, but I know him personally, and I would like to see those guys do well versus get booed up out of town. So. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's the petty side of me, but I would like to see a guy that Bill O'Brien ran up out of Boston College go down to Florida State and compete to win a national title and maybe even a Heisman Trophy.
That's already been already looks stupid.
The crazy thing is I mean he was doing similar things at Boston College for a few games before for whatever reason he got sideways with Bobby. I don't remember exactly how all that went down. But that petty side of me would like to see maybe that work out well too. So. Yeah.